The church calendar year begins with the first Sunday of Advent and concludes with the feast of Christ the King. Today marks the end of the liturgical year, and next Sunday we will start with a new calendar year with the first Sunday of Advent. This transition is from one lectionary cycle to another. As we celebrate the feast of Christ the King, that gives honor to the King of the universe, the King of heaven and earth, our Creator, we are reminded that our Lord God created us for a purpose. What do we think it means to be a king? What is our image of a king? Was Jesus the king that we often have in mind when thinking of a king? We usually think of a king when we watch the curtains, for instance, on TV, as someone with a golden crown sitting on a throne. Here in our story, we see Jesus, the King of Kings, on the wood of a cross shedding blood. Do you think that a king with a golden crown will allow himself to be nailed to a cross between two criminals? This is what we just observed taking place in our story with Jesus Christ. It was hard for many around the time to see and recognize Jesus as king, because that was not the way they envisioned a king to be. They were making fun of Jesus, and yet we saw Jesus display compassion and love in the midst of mockery and coercion, when he said, for instance, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Only one with power, love, and mercy could display such grace in the midst of brutality. You see, Jesus did not come to take over like we would imagine a king would, but rather, he came to invite us to be part of his kingdom. In the moment we live now, Jesus is calling us to come together. It may not be easy to come together, especially with people who have ideologies that may be different from our own. Jesus' kingdom is not the same of those of the world, and a way for us to participate in God's kingdom is through love and forgiveness. Sisters and brothers in Christ, the kingdom of God is among us, but it will not be fulfilled until each and every single one of us plays our part. One way we can work towards the fulfillment of this kingdom is in the way we treat one another, the way we listen to one another, and the way we love one another as Christ loved us and gave himself for us. Our baptismal covenant will lead us directly towards the fulfillment of God's kingdom on earth, especially when we strive to seek and serve Christ in all people, seeing everyone as a precious child of God, worthy to be treated with dignity. In order for the kingdom to be fully established, we have to carry our cross, just like Jesus did upon the cross. For some, their cross may be to listen to people who hold different points of view. For others, it may entail to reach out to those who have hurt us. Yet, we all have our role to play in this kingdom. Jesus gave himself as a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. He is the one who came to reconcile the whole creation through his death on the cross. Jesus counts on you and me to take part in this rally to bring everyone together. And our participation is more important than ever in a world where a large majority of people are poor, and where this number increases year after year. A world where people have been displaced because of constant wars. Jesus calls us and sends us out to be the ones who bear the concern of Christ, who is the King of the universe. In our story, we also read, there was also an inscription over him. This is the King of the Jews. That was a way for them to ridicule him and even warn others that if you dare to challenge the Roman emperor, this is what will happen to you. By doing so, followers will have no reason to still believe in Jesus. You see, they were wrong, because it is through this sacrifice that Jesus manifests his kingship. The cross is the throne that Jesus went up freely to express his love not only for the Jews, but for the entire universe. In this scene, Luke shows us many ways that people responded to the sacrifice made by Jesus. Some people stood by and watched Jesus on the cross. The religious leaders and the soldiers ridiculed him. One of the criminals that they crucified with Jesus on his left side mocked Jesus as well. But Jesus did not respond to their provocations or temptations. I wonder, what did the criminal who was crucified at Jesus' right side see in him that others could not see? What made them think that Jesus even had a kingdom? After all, he was the only person in our story that saw Jesus for who he really was. Notice that Jesus welcomes the prayer of the criminal who repents while on the cross when he said to Jesus, Jesus, remember me in your kingdom. May this be our prayer also. Jesus, remember me. God responded to the criminals and to us through his love, grace, and mercy. In return, we also must be messengers of God's love, grace, and mercy through our words and deeds. In this last Sunday of Pentecost and of the liturgical year, may our prayer be, Lord, remember us in your kingdom. Remember those who have been hurt in this life, those who are hopeless, uncertain, and those who live in fear, those who are victims of wars, violence, and natural disasters, the poor and the marginalized. Lord, make us witnesses and messengers of your love. Friends, may our lives be a reflection of Christ's love on earth. May each of us find our own way to help establish the kingdom of Christ around us. If we do it with our whole heart, one day the King will tell us to, today you will be with me in paradise. May Christ reign in our hearts and minds, and may we have a blessed feast of Christ the King. Amen.